If next, we'll move along to Stanford coach David Shaw. Coach is online, and we'll go ahead and take questions.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And that's star 1 to ask an audio question. And we do have a question from the line of Kyle Kensing with Athlon.
Good morning, Coach. It seemed like late in the season, Christian McCaffrey was really starting to kind of come into his own. How much have you seen him kind of build on that in the spring? What are you anticipating out of him this year?
He just grew. He got comfortable. And I got a lot of flack from people from not playing him enough. But the bottom line for us is we're trying to start a great career, and we're going to start it with success. So each week he got a few more things, got more comfortable with more things, and that only continued in spring to the point of us feeling really comfortable with him being able to do it all. And there's no more Christian McCaffrey package. He just gets to go in and play running back, and he can do a bunch of different things. And his confidence is through the roof. The play, his teammates' confidence in him is through the roof. He's one of the hardest working kids on the team, one of the toughest guys on the team, and I'm excited about his future.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Michael Webb with Orange County Register.
Coach, I have a couple of questions for you. The first one is about your quarterback. What's the upside there? How good can he be?
That's a great question, and I don't want to cap it necessarily. He's 6'3", he's about 215 pounds, he can run, he's got a strong arm, he's a smart young man, he can be as good as anybody playing college football right now. You know, what that means the next level, I have no idea. I know he's got the ability to play at that next level, as far as his capabilities for us. You saw the way he played at the end of the year, when he is smooth and relaxed and confident and in rhythm, he's exciting to watch.
And the other question, I know you're helping the NFL Network out tonight with some draft analysis. I was wondering what your thoughts are on Leonard Williams. Obviously, you've been against him several times. He's going to be one of the top picks tonight. What did you think when you were game planning against him and just overall?
Well, when we game plan anybody in our conference or anybody that we play, you know, we're always, you know, you notice the great players. We have a special phrase for guys like Leonard Williams. It's called home wrecker. The guy just creates havoc. He probably played against us 75-80%, and when the game was on the line, he was unblockable. Our offensive line played really well that game, but there's about four or five plays where USC needed a stop. He split double teams. He knocked guys back. He got off blocks. He made unbelievable plays. He's one of those guys that, on the next level, you see an easy transition. I mean, 6'5", whatever it is, 300 pounds. He's quick. He's active. He's athletic. He's long. This guy's got a chance to have a great long career.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from the line of Zach Rosenblatt with the Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. I'm going back to Kevin. How much smoother does the offense run in the spring when you have an experienced quarterback like Kevin Hogan in there?
Oh, everything gets better, you know, and we're allowed to actually we're able to concentrate on our young quarterbacks and push them and not have to worry as much about our starter, you know. He's great all spring, so awesome all spring. So we're able to put more attention on our young guys and trying to get them to develop and push them to grow and learn. But the players feel it. They feel Kevin's confidence. They feel his knowledge of the system. He's directing guys. He's directing protections and changing plays. And, you know, he's getting to that point of really having the offense mastered.
Yeah. And speaking generally about the Pac-12, it seems like there's so many different styles of offensive coaches and some defensive coaches, and there's so many different styles of coaching in this conference. I guess what's it like going week to week, having to alter the game plan so much for so many different styles, I guess?
Well, you learn in our conference that Every week is a new year, right? And you have to like scrap last week completely. There's a little bit of carryover as far as what you do, as far as having your core beliefs, but you're going to see something completely different each week on offense and defense. And from 3-4 schemes to 4-3 schemes to blitz schemes to coverage schemes to 3 or 4 different kinds of spread offenses to some pro style. I mean, every week challenges you as a coach. It's kind of what makes our conference kind of special, whereas you have really expert coaches every week that are really good at what they do, and it's your match of wits every week, and it's really exciting.
Definitely. All right, thanks, Coach.
Sure.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad.
Any further questions for Coach? All right, hearing none. Well, we have one more. We'll take one more, and it'll be last call. Last question?
Almost got out.
Yeah, not yet.
And we do have a question from the line of Kurt Kragroff with Salt Lake Tribune.
David, I just want to ask you, you were kind of hard on yourself last year publicly in terms of running the offense. What have you kind of discovered in reviewing last season?
Well, I think the big thing is I'm always hard on myself, and I want everybody to know that I recognize when we're not playing well enough, it goes on my shoulders. No one else, it goes on my shoulders. And I wanted us to know, hey, let's revamp everything we do. Let's not take it all away, but let's look at what we really do well, and let's focus on it, and let's get really good at it. And let's try not to do too much. Let's try not to stray too far away from our players' abilities. And it's not just what we believe in, but what our players can do and do well. So we redouble our efforts in that direction. We really looked at our guys, and we talked to our players and asked them what they're comfortable doing and what they're not comfortable doing. And along with a lot of things kind of coming together at the end of the season, I think we played better because of it. And it wasn't just because I made this great proclamation. You know, we focused on our guys. We focused on our players and said, hey, what can we do and execute? And our guys played great.
Thank you.
Sure.
All right, that'll be it. David, thanks for your time today, and see you next week.
No problem. Thank you.
You're right. We'll see you. Bye.